Parshas Vayera begins with various acts of chesed. The parsha describes Avraham Avinu, even though he was recuperating from his bris milah, right, is looking for opportunities of hachnasas arachim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to perform a kaviyachal the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Mar tells us in Sota Daf Yedalam Adalit that this is the meaning of the pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu, Joshua of Rav Chami Bar Mechanina, where the Gemara asks that how exactly is that possible, literally to follow the example of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the lead of Hashem, the Chiev Shel Adam Maloch Achar Hashmina, is it literally possible to trail a Kadosh Baruch Hu? But rather it means Halacha Achar Midosa. It means to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara gives you these examples. When it comes to this Parsha, that is an element of Nichuma and Bikur Cholim. When it comes, for example, to the Petira of Avraham Avinu, there Vayibarach is Yitzchak Beno, that is the example of Nichum Avelin, Kfuras Hameis, at the very end of Chumash Tvarim, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Chaim Bechaniah tells us that just as Kadosh Baruch Hu engages in Nichum Avelin, Bikur Cholim, Kfuras Hameis, so therefore, Afapta, we have that obligation as well. I've often mentioned that it is somewhat fascinating that these are mitzvos of Bikur Cholim Nichum Avelin, and yet you don't find that there are psukim that are explicit in the Torah that tell us that this is a specific tzivui. You don't find in the meaning of HaMitzvos, for example, that there's a mitzvah of Nichum Avelin or Bikum Cholim. The Rambam does write in Perek Yudalef of Chosavel that all of these are included, right, in V'ahavta L'reacha Kamoch on the broader sense, but nonetheless, the Pratei HaMitzvah are not found at all. Apparently, the Chiddush of the Pasuk is the following, that certain halachos were taught by the Torah by instruction, when it comes to Dinei Shabbos, for example, and others, and there are a whole host of Shibudim ben Adam Lechaver that the Torah teaches us by example. That how is it that we see the primacy of Chesed, of Bikur Cholim, of Nichum Aveilim? Not because there's a Tzivu which is Mufurish Bekra, but rather, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu does, bestows chesed, and then he turns to us to emulate his ways. It's an important Musar Haskel in terms of chinuch as well, that certain things one could teach by instruction, but especially when it comes to interpersonal relationships. There the Gemara tells us the need to go ahead and to demonstrate by example, and therefore that is how the Torah teaches, right, all of these acts of chesed. There is a fascinating Rambam that's mentioned in Perek Yedalef of Chazavel, it's in Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes that Yira li shenachama savelim kodin lebikur cholim. If a person, let's assume two instances. Number one is he has a choice either or, bikur cholim as opposed to nicham avelim, or perhaps one could even argue a person could do both, but the question is what is the normal seder kadima? First you engage in bikur cholim, or do you engage in nicham avelim? So the Rambam writes that Yira li Yerali, and the Rambam always an indicator that there is no makor that is explicit, but the Rambam writes that in his assessment, Nichum Aveilim should take precedence over Bikur Cholim. What is the reason for this? The Rambam writes because Nichum Aveilim is considered to be a chesed im hachai and a chesed im hameis. Nichum Aveilim has two different kiyumim. Number one, it's a chesed for the Aveilim themselves. Number two, the Rambam writes is considered to be a chesed im hameis, as opposed to bikur cholim, which is considered to be simply a chesed im hachai. So that is the Rambam's chiddush, that nicham avelim is kodem with bikur cholim. Where do you see this chiddush, the Rambam shita, that indeed that nicham avelim is not just to comfort the avelim, but also is part of chesed im hameis? So Pashur Shabbos is based on the sugya at the very end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufnun Beis, where the Gemara describes a somewhat unusual case of Misha Meis Ve'en Lo Menachamim. A person is Nifter and he has no, right, Krovim who are Onanim, who are Avelim. So what do you do in that particular case? So the Gemara tells us, and Machlokas Rambam and Ravid exactly what this means, but the Gemara tells us that Konsin Asara V'yoshin Bimkomo, that you gather together, right, a Tzibur, right, in order to go ahead and to engage in some form of Nichumim. So what type of Nichum Avelim is there? There are no Avelim. So the Meiri writes in that Sugya Shabbos Kufnun Beis that this is part of Chesed Im hames, if the entire purpose of nichama avelim was a chesed im hachai, that should only apply when there are avelim. But the fact is, the Rambam writes there two halachos, that's understood very well. In light of the Gemara, that even if mishames veino manachamim, in such a case, nonetheless there is still a process of nechama that in fact occurs. If you look in the Or Sameach and that Rambam, Perek Yudal of Hilchos Avel, the Or Sameach writes the Rambam is very difficult because it seems to be against a Gemara Mefurishes. The Gemara in Sukkah of Mem Aleph Mabez describes the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim, that even though the Gemara tells us in Sachim and Avzayin that one minimally can be yotzei the mitzvah of Dalet Minim with a simple mice and a tila, mida'ag be'nafik be', once you pick it up, you're yotzei, but nonetheless, the Anshei Yerushalayim used to be noted of Dalet Minim for the entire duration of the day. Right? Apparently, you see from the Gemara, there is some type of kiyum, of an extended maisa netila. It's an interesting theme for another shir. When it comes to achilas matzah, when it comes to tkiyah shofar, when it comes to netilas dalet minim, do we assume that the more matzah one would eat, it's an enhanced kiyum? The more tkiyos is an enhanced kiyum of Yom Tshuva Lachem? Is there enhanced kiyum hamitzvah by no tel above and beyond the minimal shir? Right, of midag bein afik bein, poshub shat, that's the case, and Anshei Yerushalayim, the entire day, ulav obiyodah. And the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Malef actually tells us there's Seder Hayom, that holech leveis haknesses, they used to go to shul, ulav obiyodah. And then the Braisa continues, holech levaker cholim, ulenachim aveilim, ulav obiyodah. When they would first engage in bikur cholim, and subsequently in yicham aveilim, ulav obiyodah. So Sameach writes, don't you see that Bikur Cholim precedes Nichum Aveilim? How can the Rambam write that the opposite is true? Yirali Shenachamas Aveilim Kodem LeBikur Cholim. It's interesting if you look in the Rush, that Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Malef is the fourth parak of Sukkah, Lulav Arava. If you look in the earlier parak, in Lulav HaGozel, the Rush writes in Parak Gimel, in Simen Lamed Beis, the Rush quotes this Minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, the gears of the Rush is the opposite. The Rush writes first Nichum Aveilim, followed by Bikur Cholim. Oh, that would fit in very nicely with the Rambam's Kiddush. No, it's Mefurish Gemara. That Nichum Aveilim, followed by Bikur Cholim. The difficulty, however, is the following. How does the Rambam quote Anshei Yerushalayim? So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, that's found in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Daled, the Rambam quotes Anshei Yerushalayim the way we have it. The Rambam writes Bikur Cholim and then Nichum Aveilim. So the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav writes Bikur Cholim, then Nichum Aveilim, and the Rambam in Hilchos Avot writes Yirali Shenachamas Aveilim Kodon Bikur Cholim. The Rush had a different girsa, but interestingly, that's not the girsa of Rambam. And yet the Rambam writes that Nichum Aveilim is Kodon the Bikur Cholim. How do you resolve that difficulty, that kasha of Or Sameach? So perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush. We discussed in earlier shiurim the status of avelus when it comes to yantif. The Gemara Moikat Dandav Yudalev Amabeis. That on yantif there is a mitzvah of simcha, and simcha and avelus cannot coexist, and therefore which takes precedence over the other. So that's what the Gemara says, that the mitzvah derabim of simcha takes precedence over the mitzvah diyachid of avelus. What exactly does that mean? That simcha takes precedence over avelus. Do you really mean to maintain that there's no avelus whatsoever? Or do we assume, no, that there are elements of avelus? And this is the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rambam maintains in Perek Yud, Hilchos Avel, that there is no avelus whatsoever. On Yantuf, on Chol HaMoed, no avelus period. Rachman Lizlan, a karav is nifter at that time, of course the kfur occurs, but there are no nihuge avelus whatsoever. All of that begins at the conclusion of Yantif. And the Rush, the very beginning of Ksuvas, the Sukh and Gafdalit, the Rush maintains that it's not true, that there's no avelus b'farhesia when it comes to Yantif, but there is avelus b'tzina. Just like on Shabbos, for example. On Shabbos, there's no avelus b'farhesia, there is avelus b'tzina. The Rush maintains the same thing is true when it comes to Yantif as well. The Rambam fundamentally disagrees. The Rambam writes, Shabbos. Shabbos is Olam Inyan Shiva. Shabbos is one of the days of Shiva. There is Tzina. However, when it comes to Yantif, Yantif is not part of the days of Shiva. Shiva would only begin at the conclusion of Yantif, and even if a kfur occurs, on Yantif Rishon, on Yantif Sheni, on Chol HaMoed, there's no avelus whatsoever. So fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, as to whether their nihugi avelus of Dvarm Shivitzina, when it comes to Yantif. One could raise the following difficulty. The Mishnah does tell us in Moikatan Dav Chav Zayin that there is Nichum Aveilim on Yantif. That's a Mishnah Mufureshes. Nichum Aveilim applies even on Yantif. Right? We don't use the regular Hamakom Yinachem, but there is Nichum Aveilim. There's Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos, there's Nichum Aveilim on Yantif. From Rachmana Litzlan, right? One is Nifter, right? The Kfura occurs, nonetheless, right? There's Nichum Aveilim. Even during that time, how do you understand Nichum Aveilim on Yantif? See, according to the Rosh, right, you understand very well, because the Rosh maintains in principle there are elements of Avelus on Yantif. Not before Hesia, but Bitzima. There are elements of Avelus even on Yantif. So, for example, Marachor Zeruah writes that Nichum Aveilim is part of Dvarim Shebitzima. Right? If someone comes over to you privately in your home and says, Yantif Imilanachim, that's called Dvarim Shebitzima. So therefore, of course, Dvarim Shebitzina apply on Yantif. It's a Mishnah that Nichum Aveilim applies on Yantif. But I ask you the following difficulty. According to the Rambam sheet, that's not true. According to the Rambam, that there's no Avelus whatsoever. It's not just Parhesi versus Tzina, but the Gavra is not considered to be an Avel at all. How did the Rambam understand the Mishnah? Where the Mishnah tells us that there is Nichum Aveilim on Yantif. Perhaps one could argue L'shitas. And that is exactly the schiddush of the Rambam, that Nichum Aveilim has two halachos. Nichum Aveilim is not only a chesed im hachai, but Nichum Aveilim is also a chesed im hameis. And just as the Gemara writes in Shabbos, Kuflin Beis, even if ain't no Aveilim, if someone is nifter and there are no Aveilim, but still there's Nichum Aveilim, because the Gavr does not have to be an Avil in order to have Nichum Aveilim. Because the Nichum Aveilim is also considered to be a chesed im hameis. So Pashup Shad, one could argue, true, it's a Mishnah, that there's Nichum Aveilim when it comes to Yantif, but a fundamental machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh. If one is Menachem Avil b'Yantif, is that a full Kima Mitzvah? Is that a partial Kima Mitzvah? According to the Rosh, the Mitzvah is fulfilled b'Shlei Musa. It's not only a chesed im hameis, it's a chesed im hachai. According to the Rambam Shita, that's not true. There's no Avelos, there's no Dvarim Shebitzina. Nichum Aveilim an Yantif from Chol HaMoed is only considered to be a chesed im hameis. If that is true, Rav Zsolti suggests the following Kiddush, you understand very well. In the case of the Gemara Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, Min Hagam Shal Anshi Yerushalayim, Lulavo B'yadar, an Yantif on Chol HaMoed, they had to choose between Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim. Nope, according to the Rambam Shita, very good. Bikur Cholim is a chesed im hachai. Nichum Aveilim an Yantif on Chol HaMoed is only a chesed im hameis. Then, of course, Bikur Cholim would take precedence over Nichum Aveilim. That's the Rambam's Anshei Yerushalayim. But that exception proves the rule. That's only because it's Yantif, where you don't have the full Nichum Aveilim, which is a chesed im hachai. But the Rambam writes, generally speaking, not on Yantif, not on Chol HaMoed, then Yerali, Shenachama Saveidim Kodem, the Bikur Cholim. That's exactly the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. The Rosh, however, maintains that no, when it comes to Yantif and Chol HaMoed, Dvarim Shebitzina apply. If Dvarim Shebitzina apply, then Nichum Aveilim on Yantif is not only a chesed im hameis, it's also a chesed im hachai, which would mean that even on Yantif, then Nichum Aveilim should take precedence over Bikur Cholim. That's exactly the Rosh's Girsa of Anshei Yerushalayim. That even on Yantif, even on Chol HaMoed, Nichum Aveilim, and only afterwards then, Bikur Cholim, a beautiful Lishitase of the Rambam and the Rosh, how we understand Avelus on Yantif, what is the Kiyum of Nichum Aveilim, and what would the proper priority be when it comes to Yantif of Nichum Aveilim versus Bikur Cholim. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out that this machlokas, the Rambam, the Rosh, whether Dvar Meshibit Sina apply, An Yantif is L'shitas, you have a further machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, and that is Aninus. Before Kvura, the Rambam writes in Perek Yudef HaFasavel that there are no Nihugi Avelos before Kvura. The Isuri Avelos only kick in Lachar Kvura. And the Ramban and the Rosh disagree and maintain that's not true, that even Ba'aninos, you still have Nihugi Avelos. That's how we assume the Halacha. But Soloveitchik points out this is L'shitase. What is true of Aninos is true of Yantif. Why should that be? The Rambam writes, in both cases there are no Nihugi Avelos, Aninos and Yantif. The Rosh says in both cases there are Nihugi Avelos. What's L'shitase? What in the world is the relationship between Aninos and Yantif? The answer is everything. Now, what exactly is the Machlokes? Can you have Nihugi Avelos outside of the Miskeres, or the framework of Shiva? What are Nihugi Avelos? According to the Rambam Shita, Nihugi Avelos are details within the Minyan Shiva. So therefore, if you're dealing with days which are not Ola Minyan Shiva, there's no Nihugi Avelos. What are two examples of that? Kodem HaKvura and opposite extreme, Yantif. In both cases, that doesn't count as part of the Minyan Shiva. In such a case, you don't have Nihugi Avelos. According to the Rosh, that certainly is not true, that Nihugi Avelos are not limited to the Minyan Shiva, and therefore it kicks in immediately, even though Shiva does not yet begin, and it'll apply on Yantif as well, even though, again, those days of Yantif are not considered to be part of Shiva itself. So interesting, L'shitase, of that machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh, but again, a fascinating chiddush the Rambam writes regarding the hierarchy of Gemilus Chasad. As mentioned, right, the Gemara writes in Sota Yadalid and Bava Metzian Dav Peivav that this was an opportunity of Bikur Cholim because this was Yom Shlishi L'milosa. And the Gemara cites the Pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Aleph, B'yom HaShlishi B'yosam Koavim, that you see that Yom Shlishi L'milosa is considered to be, right, a time that one is considered to be B'sakana as a result of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. In fact, if you look in the Mishnah, in Rabbi Elazar the Mila and Shabbos Nafkuf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah tells us the following, that Marchitzin is Hakatan, you have to wash the child, the baby, before the bris and after the bris. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitzin is Hakatan b'yom shlishi, shechalios b'shamis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Rechitz is necessary when it comes to Yom Shlishi as well. The child is considered to be in a state of a cholam sukkah, and in such a case, chilushamis, right, is allowed ba'ad hakatan because he is considered to be a cholam sukkah. In fact, if you take a look at the Ran, right, the Shabbos daf nun gimel amud aleph and daf bei harib, the Ran quotes two deos. When we say yom shlishi l'milasa, does it mean until yom shlishi, or does it mean specifically yom shlishi? The Ran writes that ikaman damar means an yom shlishi, kol shken sheni. Right, the child is considered to be sakana on the day of the bris, and the next day, and even the third day. But the Ram tells you, when you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Milin Perek Beis, the Rambam seems to stress Yom Shlishi Milaso as though to indicate day two not, but day three is. And the Ram explains that medically that's not so striking. Right, sometimes it's possible that, right, with the passage of time, a person's condition can further deteriorate. The person has a certain residual strength. So therefore, on day two, right, a person can still be, right, stronger than he will be on day three. On day three already, the person is more debilitated, and therefore the Rambam Shita is Yom Shlishi, right, as opposed to Yom Sheni. Interesting machlokes, the two deos in the Ram. The Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Lamed Aleph that this is relevant regarding the following. Quotes the Chiddush of the Rashba. It's a very great Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have a mila bizman. A mila bizman is doche Shabbos. A mila shelo bizman is not doche Shabbos. So if this is a mila shelo bizman, of course, don't do so on Shabbos. Wait until Sunday. Can you do a mila shelo bizman on Thursday? That's the chiddush of the Rashbats, that no. Because after all, you're going to do a mila shelo bizman on Thursday. As a result of the bris milah, now the child is being put in a situation where he has a cholam esukan on Shabbos that warrants chilul Shabbos. So as a result of the bris milah, shelo bizmana, you are putting a child in a situation of sakana of dechias yisurim. So the Rashbaz writes a very great kiddush, that just as a milah shelo bizmana is not doche shabbos, a milah shelo bizmana should not bring about the conditions of chelo shabbos, of dechias yisurim. And if you hold, for example, as the Ran Shita, that would mean not doing a milah shelo bizmana on Thursday or on Friday, because day two or day three is going to put the child in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Right? An interesting kiddush. This, to some extent, right, is related to the machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Rambam. If you look in that sugya Shabbos, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph from Daf Yariv, there the Baal HaMor, the Mochamos, the Ram discuss what is termed Ishtakut Chamima. Fascinating machlokas. What happens in the following case? The Mishnah told us, and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph we learn, that it's necessary to engage in rechitza. Right, to wash the child before the bris, to wash the child right after the bris. So normally, if they had a bris milah on Shabbos, part of the responsibility of the moel is to prepare ample water that was sterilized, boiled, in order to engage in rechitza before the milah and after the milah. What would happen, for example, if it's Shabbos, we're about to do the bris milah, and all of a sudden all the water spills? We don't have any water whatsoever. So we can't do that which the Gemara termed was vital. We can't have rechitza before the bris. So in such a case, that's it, right? We're not going to allow you to cook up the water now, chilo Shabbos, in order to perform the mitzvah of bris milah. We would call that machshirei milah. And we assume like the chachamim, that's a machlokas, or blazer rabbi chachamim, the very opening of blazer the milah, kuf lamed amud aleph in Shabbos, that bris milah is doche Shabbos, but not machshirei milah. So there's no dispensation to go ahead and to prepare, right, in order to perform a bris. So therefore, we would not allow you to engage in any chelo Shabbos in order to do that which is necessary for a bris milah itself. In fact, this today is the Ramban, a lengthy discussion. Would we rely on Amir Lanachri for the purpose of bris milah? And perhaps that would depend on whether it's Nisidar Aysa, Nisidar Abanan, Amir Lanachri of what? If it's only a Dindar Abanan, maybe that's a Shvus to Shvus. Would we be matir malacha daraisa for the purpose of bris milah? Three deos that the Ramban quotes. The more complicated case, the Ramban of the Baal HaMor is the following, right? Half of the water is spilled. Not all of it. Half of it spilled. So I can salvage enough water to prepare the child for the bris milah. And then I will do the bris milah. But now I'm stuck. Now the Mishnah says, it's a sakana. You have to take care of the child after hamila. And now I'm absolutely unprepared. No, but now the child is a chol masukan. So pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. Do I have a right to perform the bris milah now, knowing that that's going to trigger the chias yisurim? So the Ramban writes, of course you're mechuyav to. Right, the line of the Ramban is ein mitzvah el l'shata. Right, you have to view a mitzvah by the here and now. Right now, your shaila is, you have a milah bizmana, the psak is doing, right? That's going to result in chilo Shabbos, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. No, then you'll pose your second shaila. What do I do now? The child is bisakam. You'll be told, so go ahead and do whatever is necessary. And the Baal HaMor writes that no, in such a case, you cannot engage in the milah on Shabbos. After all, by doing the bris milah, you are putting oneself in a situation of dechias yisurim, that the Baal HaMor writes must be avoided. It's a chiddush machlokas the Baal HaMor and Ramban. There's Ramban the Shita saying, Tosas has an unusual kasha. The first Tosas Rabbi Elazar the Midland of Kuf Lamed. There, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, only milas dov Shabbos, nothing more. So one cannot violate an Isra Potsah carrying a knife to a baby to do bris milah. But Rabbi Eliezer maintains Machshir in the Doche Shabbos. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can carry the knife, even Hotzah d'Araisa, to the baby in order to do bris milah. That's what the Mishnah tells us. So Tosas asks a very unusual kasha, where Tosas says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if necessary, it's mutter, you're allowed to go ahead and to carry the knife to the baby. So Tosas says, wait a second, why carry the knife to the baby? Why not carry the baby to the knife? That's Tosas' discussion. Because carrying the baby, Tosus assumes, is not Hotsad Araisa, based on the principle, the Siginaf Tzadin Aladav, Chai no se esatzma. Carrying an infant, right, does not consider it to be Hotsah Daraisa. So therefore, Tosus writes, why carry the knife to the baby, carry the baby to the knife? That's Tosus's kasha. One could dismiss Tosus's kasha immediately. Take a look in the Ran, take a look in the Ramban. Do you really assume Chai no se esatzma with an 8-day-old child? The Ramban writes, certainly not. Chai no se esatzma means when the individual that you're carrying aids you in that process. But right, an infant, that's Hotsah Daraisa. Furthermore, the Ramban point out, wait, this is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer maintains Machshire Miler Doche Shabbos, that Mamash Hutra. And if something is Hutra, do you have to look for other Eitzes? Why do it this way, do it that way? The Ran and the Ramban both point out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Mutter. If something is Dechuya, you have to ask yourself, how can I minimize, right, the Chilul Shabbos? But not if something is Hutra. But Tosus maintains, no, that you have to minimize even according to Rabbi Eliezer, and it is better to carry a baby than carry a knife. So carry the baby to the knife. What Tosus gives a pretty complicated answer. Tosus says the following. Okay, let's play this out. What's going to happen? The knife is sitting in the field someplace. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to carry the baby to the knife. And you're going to do the bris milah, let's say, in this field. Right, it's sitting in Rosh Hashanah. Now what? You're going to leave the baby there. Of course not. Now you're going to have to carry the baby back, right, back to the house. Tosus writes a very great chiddush. At that point, the baby is so sick, you would no longer say Chai no se esatzma. Because the Chol Masuki, you don't say Chai no se esatzma. The Ramban writes, yeah, that's true, but they don't say it by an 8-day-old baby either. Now, what's the difference? An 8-day-old baby, whether he's healthy or whether he's not. But Tosus maintains a chiddush, that you're going to have to carry the baby back. And carrying the baby back is an issa d'araisa. So Tosus says, what are you gaining? What was the whole reason that you carried the baby to the knife to avoid this issa d'araisa? What do you mean avoid this issa d'araisa? 5 minutes from now, you're going to have to engage in hotzah anyway. So what have you gained? So that Ramban writes, what kind of cheshbon is that? Right now you have a choice. Let's assume the premise of Tosus. Carrying a knife, is it a d'araisa? Carrying a baby, is it rabbana? That's the shaila right now. The Ramban says the psak halakha has to be, right, carry the baby. In 10 minutes, you're going to have to carry the child because the child is a chola masukan. So again, the Ramban writes, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We don't sit there and say, you know what, in the totality, and how many acts of chilul Shabbos will there be? Right? And that could justify doing an issa d'araisa now when I have a choice of an issa d'rabbana. Like Paul Shabshat, that's the shitase of the Ramban of Ishtat Chamila, in the sense that the shaylas, the window of time, is a limited one, right here and now. Right here and now, you have a choice of a daraisa drabanan, you do a drabanan. Right here and now, you have a mitzvah brismila, do the brismila. And we'll talk about what will happen right when we get to the next chapter. When you do the brismila, another child is a chol masukan. How do we get him home, or what do we do on Shabbos in order to accommodates? It's a fascinating machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban, right, regarding putting oneself in a situation of dechias isurim, where the Ramban writes that at least the tzarif mitzvah that is allowed, and the Balamor maintains that that is not the case. In fact, there seems to be a steer in the Balamor, because in the very beginning of Masechah Shabbos, the Sukkim Daftes discusses the following. Is a person, right, allowed to go ahead and to embark on a journey? Is a person allowed to take a trip on a boat where, you know, these trips took a very long time? It wasn't like flying today. And therefore, there was a likelihood, or at least a possibility, that being on the boat on Shabbos is going to result in Chilul Shabbos. So are you or are you not allowed to do so? So the Balamor writes, based on the Gemara, it depends. That's the Chiddush the Balamor writes, that at the beginning of the week, one is allowed to do so, based on the Gemara. Because already at the beginning of the week, then, those days are not ascribed to the coming Shabbos, and therefore that is mutter. Already toward the end of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in such a case, you no longer make Havdalah, right? Those days of the week are hachan already for the coming Shabbos, and therefore, again, midrabanan. One already has to be concerned with the ramifications of Shabbos. And if it's the tzorech mitzvah, That's what the Mechaber writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. L'tzarach mitzvah, then it's mutter even on Friday. One is allowed to go ahead and embark on that journey. The Mechaber's example is, let's say you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Today is the Magen Avraham, to live in Eretz Yisrael or even to visit Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, today is the Magen Avraham. What is the tzarach mitzvah? Now, in order to go ahead and to be matir at Halacha. So the Balamor is mefurish. Now, that if it's the tzarach mitzvah, one is allowed to go ahead and put themselves in a situation to chias yisurim. Isn't that against the Balamor of Ishtap Echamimel, the tzarach mila? One is not allowed to do so. So the Stipler points out, right, in Shabbos, two differences between the boat as opposed to Mila. Number one, Mila is Vadai Chilul Shabbos. No, this is not conjecture. If you're going to do the Bris Mila, the Mishnah says the child has to be taken care of and you are unprepared. No, that's Vadai Chilul Shabbos. In the case of the boat, there's no Vadai. In the case of the boat, is you're going to embark on a journey, maybe there'll be a rough tide, a difficult, and therefore there's a potential, a possibility of dechias yisurim. And the second difference the Stipler writes is the following: when is all this happening? The boat case is b'chol. So therefore, if a person is doing something with tzarach mitzvah b'chol, he doesn't have to concern himself with that next step of Shabbos. The bris milah case, we're talking about doing something on Shabbos. On Shabbos, one has to be concerned with the effect of the Chilul Shabbos, right? Perhaps those are two differences, to resolve that stira in Balamor. But a fascinating machlokas, right? The Balamor, right? And the Ramban. It's similar to that Magen Avraham, Shin Lamed Aleph. If you know as a result of doing a Bris Milah on Thursday, that that will result in Pikuach Nefesh, that Chilul Shabbos now is needed, right? Is that a reason to delay a Bris Milah? Or do we argue, you know, in mitzvah l'shata, right now there's a mitzvah d'oraisa bris milah, you have no right to delay the bris, don't wait until Sunday, do it on a Thursday or a Friday, and if there's a situation, pikuach nefesh, you'll handle it, right, at that particular time. It's a fascinating machlokas. What's somewhat unclear is the following. Let's assume, in that case, ishtap b'chamima, or let's assume in the case of the Rashbats, a milah shlo b'zman on Thursday, I went ahead and I did it. No. I did the bris milah on Shabbos, even though I didn't have water prepared for it after the milah. I did a bris milah on Thursday, and lo and behold, on Shabbos now, right, I have to take care of the needs of the child, which involved the melacha. The Balamor would have told me, you shouldn't have done so. Right? You shouldn't do so. Ishtap echamimah, you knew going in that this was problematic. Wait until Sunday. But I didn't listen to the Balamor. I followed the sheet of the Ramban. So the Balamor will tell me, shouldn't have done so. Good, so I'll turn to the Balamor, and I'll say the following. Well, what did I do wrong? You tell me I shouldn't have done so. Don't put yourself in a situation of dechias yisurim. So, what was wrong with that? What exactly was the issue? The milah. The milah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The milah is man as docha Shabbos. But the fact that I cooked up water for the child, pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Where was the Chilul Shabbos? Where was the Chilul Shabbos? The milah certainly was not an act of Chilul Shabbos. Heating up the water was not an act of Chilul Shabbos. You'll push the Balamor and you'll say that, you know what? What was exactly the Isser? What was the problem? Not so simple. What's the Isser according to the Balamor? If you look in the Mincha Shlomo in Simin Zayin, Noth Beis, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that this Isser, according to the Balamor, at most is Nisidrama. How can it be Nisidaraisa? Putting one in a situation of Dechias Yisurim, what's that called? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, it's only Nisidrama. You can't call it Nisidaraisa. What's Nisidaraisa? The Bris Milah is a mitzvah rabba, Pikuach Nefesh is a mitzvah rabba. Where was there a Melacha Daraisa? So the most you could argue you shouldn't have, right? That Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes is Nisidrabana, and I guess somewhat of a Chiddush, but not so unheard of, that in order to avoid that Isidrabana, we're going to push off the Mila Bizmami, Shtape Chamima, and wait until Sunday. If you look in the Sefer HaZikaron from Shmuel Rezavsky, this is found in Zichron Shmuel, in Simin Samachay, there it's quote the name of Shimon Shkab, that this is the Essay de Shabbosan. Also an interesting Kiddush. Essay de Shabbosan. A theme for the separate shir, but the Ramban already points out in Parshas Emor that the essay of Shabbos includes much more than Lamed Tes Malachos. Ubde Dechol, Tirchi Yaseira, those types of things are included in essay of Shabbos. So Chiddush of Shemeshkab suggested, no doubt a very great Chiddush, that this could apply even to Dechiyas Yisuri. Putting oneself in a situation of Dechiyas Yisuri, you're right, it's not a Malacha. Where's the Malacha? For Smila, Pikuach Nefesh, not a Malacha. But the Ramban already points out that engaging in an activity which, right, could detract from the Kedusha Sayom, Dechiyas Yisuri, right, Sein Afinam, so that is considered to be part of the Essay Neshamas. But no doubt, that's a very great Kiddush, to assume that this should be included in Essay, even though it's not considered to be a Malacha. Perhaps one could suggest a further possibility, right, based on other marmakas. If you look in the Sugim Sachem about Gimel Beis, the Gemara describes the story of Rabbi Dima Bezeira. The details of the story, the Gemara says, but there was a guy who came to Rabbi Dima Bezeira bragging that he was able to partake of the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Dima Bezeira knew that he was a guy, but apparently the Kohen of Yerushalayim were unaware that he said he was a Jew. So Rabbi Bezeira set up this scheme, right, in order to finger this guy. No? So he said, Mikasaf leim alya, did they give you the alya, the tail of the carbon? He said, no, they didn't do that. So he said to him, you know, when you go to the mikdash, make sure to ask for that part of the carbon. So he did so, he asked for the part of the carbon. That's not part of the carbon pesach, which is nechem. That's all a godly mizveah. So the Kohen asked, who gave you such an aid to ask us for this? He said, Rabbi Bezeira. All of a sudden they realized that there was a code word, something was up. Sure enough, they checked, they found out that he in fact was a guy. Okay. Punished him and everything. Good, kablu, they killed him, as a result. Good. Tosis is bothered by somewhat of a side point. Why was Rabbi Bezeira not Ola Regel? Right? Rabbi Bezeira was not going to Yerushalayim. Right? What we discussed in the beginning of the Shema Gittin, no. Why was he outside? So Tosa said the following Chiddush, that he was in Nitzivim, Nitzivim was Chutz Laretz, one was in Chutz Laretz, is Potim in a Karban. And we describe the Mishnah Melech, right, in the very beginning of Hilchas Karban Pesach, where does this Ptur come from? There's a Ptur of Chutz Laretz when it comes to Karban Pesach. Good, there's a Ptur of Chumas and Maestros. Where is there a Ptur of Karban Pesach? Where is there a Ptur of Eli Reg when it comes to Chutz Laretz? That we described at length. But in that context, there's a fascinating machlokes between the Tzlach, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Menachas Sinuch, the Mitzvah Hay. Let's say a person positions himself the Derech Rechoka. I know Pesach is coming. Everybody else is coming to Yerushalayim, and I won't, right? I bedafka leave Yerushalayim. And as a result, right, now I am patur min hakarban. Let's assume, because of Derech Rechoka. What's the story with that? How would you label such individual? So the Tzlach writes that he doesn't see that there's any clear Isser in doing so. Right, the person puts himself in a situation that he's Potter min HaKarban. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with him? Tzlach writes that he doesn't see that that should be Isser. He won't get the key mitzvah karm pesah, fine. But is there anything wrong with positioning oneself with the Derech Rechoka? And the Menachas Chinuch, the mitzvah karm pesah, right, argues in the other extreme, right, the very, very great Kiddush, the very difficult Kiddush, that what do you mean that such a person is mevatel mitzvah sasein daraisa? That's called a bittel essay. A person who sets up a circumstance in which he cannot fulfill a mitzvah, that's considered to be a bittul esay. Both of these shittas seem to be somewhat extreme. To say that there's no iser, intuitively, sounds a little unusual. No. A person learned Maseches Megillah well enough to know, right, the sugi, whatever, and the test, that if he goes from this city to this city exactly at that hour, he's neither a ben krav nor a ben ir, and he has no key of a priyas amigdal. Huh? There's something wrong with that. It sounds like that that's not what a person should be doing, right? Trying to set up a circumstance by which he is patur min a mitzvah. The Ben Chassin discusses mitzvah beis, a person who bedafka removes the arla kodim yom shmini, and now there's no mitzvah smila. To say, so to speak, that's heter gamor, to us sounds quite unusual. To go as far as the Min Chassinov to argue that that's a bittel essay, that also sounds too extreme, no? A bittel essay means a person who is bederach krova, he's there, and he fails to offer the carbon, he's mevatel the essay of that means that the conditions existed, that there was already a chiyu, and now a person fails to perform. That's a mitzvah, that's a bittel essay. Is it a bittel essay if it's kodem ismano, when the mitzvah has not yet begun? A person who biyom shmini fails to perform mitzvah smila, that's a bittel essay. Right? The person who goes ahead and, right, were to do something prior to the chiyu, is that really considered to be a bittel essay? So how do you make sense out of this? These types of cases, a person who will set up the situation of defias yisurim, or a person who will bedafka put himself in a situation that he's patur min mitzvos, what exactly is, right, the yisurim? So, if you look in the Minchas Asherim, here Rav Asher Weiss develops, it's found in Reishis and Siman Chav Aleph, it's found also in Sefer Dvarim, an old edition of Dvarim was in Siman Yud Aleph, right, a concept of Ratzon HaTorah. It's a very fascinating idea. Concept of Ratzon HaTorah. That sometimes, right, it is clear that the Torah will tell you that something is a priority. You must do this or you must not do that, even though there's no explicit mitzvah sasei or mitzvah lo sasei. An example Rav Asher Weiss always cites is the Sugya Bav Metzian Daf Lamed Beis of Tzar Balei Chaim, where the Gemara writes that Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa. Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa. And the Gemara never quotes an upgar. Where do you see that Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa? If you look in that piece, in Bereishis Siman Chaf Aleph, Rosh Hashanah say it's 11 makoros, right, in Rishon and Achronim, to demonstrate that Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa. I mentioned two of them to you. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, Kufafes, where Rashi says that you see this be mitzvahs prika. But an animal is suffering under its load. The Torah says that you have to relieve an animal from its burden. Well, isn't it clear from the mitzvahs prika that Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa? Or if you look in the Ravid Neshikim Kobetzas on that sugi of Metzida Flamabeis, the Ravid writes, you see it from the lava of Chasima. Well, the Torah says, no saksam shabidisha. That's the whole source of Malkus. You can't muzzle an animal under those circumstances. Well, isn't that Tzar Balei Chaim? Isn't that the issue? That when the animal is going ahead and working on your behalf, it's not appropriate to go and deprive him of grazing, of eating while he's doing so. So what exactly does that mean? Tzar Balei Chaim is daraisa, and the makar is prika, and the makar is kasima. What exactly does that mean? Literally, a person who engages in Tzar Balei Chaim violates the isra of osafsim shabbisha. That's certainly not. Osafsim shabbisha is a mitzvah ktsuv. It has a hagdara. There's no lav. There's no malchus in Tzar Balei Chaim in that way. What, you violate the essay of prika? Again, that's not the case. Pashim Shad, what Rashi and the Ravid mean is the following, that you glean. We can glean from the mitzvah's prisha. We can derive from the mitzvah's chasima that this is a priority. How can you say that Tzar Balei Chaim is not on the map? It's irrelevant. The Torah says, no saks no shabnisha. If you look, for example, the Rambam is Svanamar Nebuchim, but the Rambam writes, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu criticized Biltom for hitting Nasam. You see, it's wrong. No? Why was that a criticism if this isn't value neutral? Yeah, but what is that called? No? You see from the storyline that it's wrong. Right? You see from other mitzvos that this is inappropriate. What exactly is that called? So the Gemara doesn't call this Vasisa Shavato. The Gemara doesn't call this, right, Lifnim Meshuras Hadin, Kadoshim Tiyu. The Gemara calls this Daraisa. The Gemara says, Sar Balechayin is Daraisa. So this already is a Ha'ara of the Radvaz. The Radvaz is found in Siman Kuf Samaches, where the Radvaz writes in the Chuvis that Sar Balechayin is a Din Daraisa, just Mefurish in the Gemara, even though it's not a Lav, even though it's not an essay, it's a Din Daraisa. The Torah can convey, right, a priority, even if something is not a Lav or an essay. So what exactly is this Torah? So the Chazon Ish terms this concept Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah. The Torah can convey the Ratzon Hashem, even if it doesn't posit a formal mitzvah sasei or a mitzvah los sasei. I'll give you a fascinating possible makom. This is quoted in a very different context by Rabbi Fanan. Rabbi Fanan has in the second chelak of Kovet Shiurim something which is called a Kuntres Divrei Sof. And there Rabbi Fanan discussed, it's fascinating to go through, I'll discuss it in other Shiurim, what is the binding power of Dinim Drabanim? Where exactly do we get the concept of a mitzvah lishmoa, the Divrei Chachamim? So in that context, Rabbi Chanan quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Berak Yates, where the Navi criticizes Knesset Yisrael. They're engaging in all different types of foreign practices, Avodah Zarah and Mi'ah. And the Navi Yirmiyah says the following, what is it that you're doing? You're engaging in activity, and the Navi says, Asher lo tzivisi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo osa alivi. The Navi says, in the name of Hashem, you're engaging in practices lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo osa alivi. So if you look in the Targum of that pasuk, what does lo tzivisi mean? Lo pakidas ba'araisa. There wasn't a tzivui. I didn't command you to do these things in the Torah Hashem. And then what does lo dibarti mean? Dibur? The Targum writes, v'lo shalichas bi'ad navi. I didn't communicate through a Navi. No Navi told you verbally not to do this. And what is lo osla libi? So the Targum translates, lo rava kadama. This is not my ratzon. You're doing things that I didn't command you in Torah Shabbat. I didn't command you all the Navi. And you're doing things that are against my will. Rabbi Chanan uses that to refer to Dinim Drabanan. I would suggest that no, not necessarily Dinim Drabanan. This sounds exactly as the concept of, right, Ratzon HaTorah. It's Ratzon HaTorah. Right? That sometimes something can convey Ayyidei Tzivui, Ayyidei Dibur, and then that third category, Lo'o Salibi. Lo'o Salibi does not require Tzivim Afurash. That can be gleaned from storylines in Chumash. Right, or from parallel mitzvahs. And therefore the Gemara says that the possibility of Tzav Aleichayim is considered to be that which is Daraisa. The Chazon Ish uses this term of Ratzon HaTorah, right, in the following, in Yerodei and Siman Kuf Mem Tes. Take a look, it's a fascinating piece. He quotes Rashi, he quotes a Gon regarding this from Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim. Where the Chazon Ish quotes, right, the Groz Diuk in Rashba. Rashi was found the Sidney Yavamos in Davav. What are the parameters of Kibbut Avayim? So you'll tell me the Sidney and Kedushin of Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says exactly what Kavod is. And Machilu, Mashkeyu, right? Provide food, provide drink. What about the broader Kibbut Avayim? What about the broader Kibbut Avayim? What we colloquially assume is Kibbut Avayim. Honoring in the broadest sense. When the Gemara mentions kibud, the Gemara speaks about exact shibudim. You have to provide certain services to a parent. But what about the broader kibud avayim? See, what troubles the Rashba is the following. You know that Gemara Yivamos Navav, right? That yachal amar aviv hitamei. If a father tells the son of Kohen, go jump in the Beis HaKvaros, go be metame yourself. Or al tachzir, or don't return aved, yachal yishmalo. Maybe you think you should listen. Tamalam or no? Eshav sosi tishmaru kul cham chayim bechol. Parent tells you to do something which is wrong. No, no, no. There's no. So the Rashi was bothered by the following. The impression you get from the Gemara is this, right? I'm a Kohen, I can't go to Beis HaKvaros. I have a dilemma, right? The person's father said, go into Beis HaKvaros. I'm being Meisha Veda, and the father said, don't do so. I have a conflict. So, what takes precedence? The Kibra Veim or the Hashavas Veda? Oh, you have a pasuk that solves your dilemma. Kulchan chen lechvodi. So the Rashba is bothered by a simple kasha. Why is there a dilemma? What's the Kibra Veim? What did the father say? Hitame, go be mitame yourself. What did the father say? Al tafsin. That's Kibra Veim? I would have argued, what is the conflict? It's not that everywhere you return there's a mitzvah and you're stuck. What's the mitzvah of Al tafsin? The Gemara says, Ezeo kibud, machilu, mashkeo, mabisho. Where's the kibud in Al tafsin? Where's the kibud in Hitame? So the Rashba writes, you have to add a little bit to the Gemara. No, the father didn't say don't. The father said instead of, the father said, wait, you're going to be Meisha Aveda. Don't be Meisha Aveda, but rather provide me with food, provide me with a drink. He has to say something that's part of the Shibra Kibunayim. What was Hitame? He didn't tell his son to go jump in the Beis HaKvaros. Right? The father needed something. Now, the father's thirsty, and the water is the Beis HaKvaros. He said, bring me the water. But if you would say Hitamir al Tafsir, of course not. But if you look in the Rashba, Nivamos, there in Davav, Dermas Homa, the Rashba writes it in a somewhat more subtle way, a more couched way. The Rashba writes the following. It can't be referring to where the father just said, al Tafsir Hitame. Why? Because that is not the type of Kibbut Avraim that would be Doche in Issen. That's what the Rashba says. See, I could have argued, father says, Al Tafsir, that's zero. That's not Kibbut Avraim. The Rashba writes, that can't be what he's referring to, because that type of Kibbut Avraim, of course, there's no Havamina that should be Doch HaShavas Aveda. So that's what the Gon is bothered by. That's the Gon in Yerodea, in Kuf Mem Tes, where the Gon writes that, wait a second, it sounds like the Rashba, there are two tiers of Kibbut Avraim. There is the Ikar Mitzvah's Kibra Ve'eim, which is to provide Shibudim. And if a father says, bring me a drink, and Hashavas Aveda, yeah, that's a conflict that requires resolution. But then there's a tier of Kibra Ve'eim, which although it is part of Kibra Ve'eim, that's a no-brainer. That type of Kibra Ve'eim is not Doch, other mitzvahs. So that's what the God and the Chaznish discuss. What is that? That's what the Chaznish writes, this Kiddush, that is called Ratzon HaTorah. That the technical mitzvahs Kibra Veim is what the Gemara says. What exactly is Kibra in the most technical way? The broadest sense of Kibra Veim, a father tells you to do something, Al Tafzin. That is the Ratzon HaTorah of Kibra Veim. You're right, but that's juxtaposed against an absolute mitzvah like Hashavas Aveda, or an absolute Isra of Yatam Meis, forget it. Right, Ratzon HaTorah pales compared to a mitzvah mefreshes, but it is considered to be b'chlal ha-mitzvah. That's the chazanish, the concept of Ratzon HaTorah. So there are many possible applications, right, to this concept of Ratzon HaTorah. But one pastor of Ashwai suggests is exactly this issue. A person who will bolt, right, the person who will see to it to exempt himself from mitzvahs. To say like the tzlach that I can't find any makar, that there should be something wrong with it, rubs us the wrong way. To argue as ben chasinach, it's a bitul essay b'yadayim. How can you go so far? Like a person who's been derech focus potter. But once you see that there is this concept of a ratzon hatorah, now can a person honestly say, what, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah Hashem in order to know what to avoid, in order to try to outsmart the halacha to see to it that you can set up a situation of avoidance of mitzvah? Certainly that was not, right, the reason for the tzivui Hashem. And undeniably, that's against the Ratzon HaTorah, that everybody's coming to Yerushalayim and I should leave to position myself b'derech rechoka. In such an instance, that's against the Ratzon HaTorah as a din d'oraisa. And similarly, perhaps this is also true of the Balamor, of Dechias Yisurim. A person can go ahead and set up a situation where A will be Docha B. But the Balamur says there's an Isser of doing so. So what exactly is this? But you can't call Chilul Shabbos. Just like the Mishnah, you can't call it Bitul Esrei. To say it's only Issur Derabanan, also somewhat difficult. Perhaps that's also that point of the Ratzon HaTorah. That, again, just like the Harchis is Hatzim in HaMitzvah, so therefore, the Hachnis Hatzim, with the Chiyas Yisurim, perhaps it also is considered to be, right, against that concept of a Ratzon HaTorah as well. It's a fascinating possibility, right, in these cases where there's something which is Ratzon HaTorah, the Rambam, the Perach of Dalif of Shabbos, right, discusses at length, Shabbos, right, the Chol, all those types of things. Right, the Rambam writes, at the end of the day, the Rambam writes, a person will technically see to it, he doesn't violate any of the Lamentos Malachos. But his day is not what you and I would call Shabbos. So what exactly is that? So you look at that Rambam, Perach Abdal, the Rambam writes, Ubito hatam hakosu b'torah l'man yanuach. He hasn't done a particular malacha, but certainly ubito hatam, right? He's going against the whole reason of Shabbos. If Shabbos is supposed to be a time of a shvisa nikeres, this language the Rambam uses, that Shabbos is distinct with Kiddush and Havdalah, and I'll spend the entire day, right, engaging in Ubdu Dechol. So the Rambam writes, we don't argue that that person, on a level that rises at Tzadik Gamor, and only Yisud Rabbanan, maybe it's a Tiltum Muktz issue. No, the Rambam writes, in such a case, Ubitul Atama Pasavitul Maninuach. Right, that's certainly, right, is not considered to be the Ratzon HaTorah, which the Rambam writes, that has an element to it of a din, there I saw. It's a fascinating finish. There is a Ran in Sanhedrin, of Peites, where the Ran seems to extend this to the concept of Mitzvah Lishmo L'Divrei Chachamim. When we were talking in earlier shiur about the Bososim, we pointed out that according to the Ramban, Bososim has limits. The Isra of Bososa, the real Isra Daraisa, has limits. According to the Rambam, it's limited to Beznagon. According to the Ramban, it's limited to, right, Pirushator, not to Dinim Drabana. Whenever you're beyond the limit, so what is the basis of the Mitzvah Lishmo L'Divrei Chachamim? Why do I have to do so? Sometimes you can tell me there's a Pasuk of Bososa. But when you're beyond that, well, why do I have to listen to the Divrei Chachamim? So the Ran seems to write, send that Peites, based on this concept of Ratzon HaTorah. This is the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Torah to Shomrim. He gave it to the Chachmei Yisrael Shebechol Dor V'Dor. And they will tell you what is and what is not. Isn't that the whole theme of Parsha Shomrim? The Kanta Valisa, Yiftach V'Dor V'Shul V'Dor. And therefore the Ran seems to argue, even above and beyond the technical Hagdara of Chol Asher Yerucha and El Sosor, right? There's a broader application that this is part of the Ratzon Hashem. It's a fascinating application. So perhaps this is what is driving the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor as well. That even in cases where technically speaking we don't have an Issur Malacha, but putting oneself in a situation of the Chiyas Yisurim or the Ramagin Avraham's Rashbats, doing a Mila Shalom Bizmana on a Thursday, which will necessitate at Chilul Shabbos, and therefore our friends don't do it. What would this exactly mean? Perhaps, right, this possibility of a concept of a Ratzon HaTorah. It's very misstabbing. But usually when we think of Ratzon HaTorah, we always speak in terms of, you know, like ethereal concepts. Of Asisa Yashav HaTov, in Kedushin Tiyu. This is beyond this. No, this is Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisim. It's not just simply that it's not Shabbos Dik, or it's not within the spirit of. No, this is, right, the halacha ktsuma of that which is Ratzon HaTorah, so it doesn't have the chomer of that which is Mufurish Bekra, as the Rashba writes in Yevamos, if you have to choose between mitzvei and mitzvavi, but nonetheless, right, it is considered to that which the Gemara calls, right, as a din d'oraisa. It's an important ha'aros, it's important for that machlokas tzlach, right, then the minchas kina regarding the case of Jaron Bachar. Я думаю, что